Thank you, Mr. Chair. Allow me to start by thanking you for your skillful chairmanship of the Group of Governmental Experts on Laws and express our continued support for the group's important work. At the outset, we wish to acknowledge the significant progress that the GGE has made this year. The constructive discussions during the March session and the informal consultations that you hosted have resulted in growing convergences on a range of issues. In our view, the draft report reflects the key issues and provides a good basis for a substantive outcome this year. At the same time, we also recognize the need to bridge some gaps between different national positions at this time. We welcome the fact that you have structured parts of your report around the two-tier approach. We see this as a valuable way of structuring the normative and operational framework related to laws. This approach, as well as international law, including international humanitarian law, should guide our work in reaching consensus on a substantive outcome this year. Mr. Chair, international law does not depend on the particular technological means employed. Therefore, international law, including international humanitarian law, also applies to emerging technologies. And we believe that the report can also be strengthened by referring international law generally, not just IHL. We support the report's inclusion of the topic of human-machine interaction, which is fundamental to ensuring compliance with international law, including IHL. In our view, the report can also be further strengthened by making it clear that appropriate human control should be retained during the whole life cycle of the weapon system. Mr. Chair, we recall that responsibility and accountability cannot be delegated to machines, and we welcome the measures including in the draft report to ensure that human responsibility and accountability is preserved. Furthermore, we wish to emphasize the importance of legal reviews and the implementation of risk mitigation measures to ensure compliance with international law, including, in particular, IHL, to address relevant ethical concerns. Risk mitigation measures should address the harmful effects of potential biases instilled in weapon systems through the application of artificial intelligence, including biases related to gender, ethnicity, age, and disability. Lastly, we wish to express our continued commitment to the group's work. We're at a point in time where emerging technologies are making their way to the battlefield, which underlines the urgency of making progress in the GGE. We strongly believe that the CCW continues to be the relevant international forum for dealing with the issue of these technologies. Therefore, we urge all countries to continue constructive efforts in reaching a substantial outcome this year for the benefit of us all and to enable us to continue our important work. Thank you.